That is Alison Goldfrapp there with A Fever. What a great track that is. Just coming up to 11:36, a little bit later than scheduled. I'm joined by Jacob from We Are All Fossils, and a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's lovely to see you.
It's very good to see you too.
When were you last in on Phoenix FM? How many years ago was it?
Oh, it's scary to think. I feel like it might have been 2019.
And you played live.
Yeah, we did.
And you're going to be playing live today.
We are. Well, I am.
Now, I didn't want to attempt it because I know that Martin always has a go at me when I get people's names wrong. So your surname, Jacob.
Okay. Ulufsa.
Ulufsa.
Yeah. It's kind of Norwegian descent, I think. But I think we lost an N along the way because I think it might have been Ulufsen.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, a bit like Bang & Olufsen.
Yeah, I'm still trying to stake a claim somehow.
I would if I were you. That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah.
I have a pair of headphones and a new stereo system. We Are All Fossils. Tell us about how the group works, because there's you and there are another two.
Yeah, yeah. My best friends, Dan and Mark. The project is, I kind of refer to it more as like a project. It's a musical project that's kind of always evolving. So sometimes it has more members. I mean, we're playing a festival later on this year, the Willow Fest, and we're going to have a bassist join us for that. So it's kind of like growing as and when, but yeah, it's an evolving project. It's hard to explain, I guess.
Now, you do have a new single coming out, which you're going to play at the end, which is called Cecilia. And you're going to be playing HMV in Chelmsford over the weekend. We've talked about We Are All Fossils. How did you get the name?
I remember putting in like quite a few options of in my phone of things I wanted to do, what project would sound kind of cool. And We Are All Fossils, I think, to me, it was weird. It's like the realization that we're all going to be the same at one point. Doesn't matter really what you are living, you'll be the same. So I was like, that's kind of a strong message. So we're all fossils in the making, I guess.
Yeah.
It becomes more and more true every day.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if I'm really old and I do a tour and it's like, we're all fossils, like, yeah, you are.
Yeah. Well, that is a reaction. Now, in January 2020, you started recording and then the whole world went into lockdown, and that was your third studio album. So what happened?
Yeah, so obviously the world changed for everyone. When I was able to come back to music, it was pretty much at the end of COVID. Everything kind of felt different as it probably should for everyone. You know, you can't kind of go back to the mindset that you had. The songs felt different as well, so had to kind of reframe them, write some new ones, lose some ones that didn't make sense anymore. So that's been a journey within itself. But we've been able to release like a couple of singles last year to kind of open the project. And yeah, just looking forward to kind of tying off the album in like a healthy way, because it's been there as like a to-do list for 3 years, you know?
Yeah.
But the songs are sounding good. They've got very different motifs to them. So can't wait to share once it's ready.
And how many, because this is not an EP. EPs are normally about five. So how many have you got on the album?
So still toying with the number, as in we wrote. I think there's probably about 28 songs for it. But, you know, probably going to try and narrow it down to something like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Whatever makes the whole thing flow, I guess, that would be good.
And that's really good, because a lot of people do just put out EPs now. They don't put out a proper album. And you would have you got to the stage yet where you've actually planning what order they go in? Because tell the audience how difficult that is. It would just don't plonk them on.
Yeah, well, I always think that there's a story that you're trying to tell. Even if you don't really know as an artist you're putting an album together, there is a story. Mm. You know, not necessarily chronological or anything like that, but I like to give the listener like a chance to kind of step into the sounds and then also be able to step out for a moment or two. So you have got songs in an album that kind of recharge you in a different way to prepare you for the next few.
Yeah.
That's kind of the idea with it. And I love albums for that reason. So I'd like to try and do it the way that I experience it, maybe.
Now, you're here today with your guitar and voice, and you can always tell when somebody's excellent at what they do when they have just got the instrument and your other instrument, which is your voice, and it sounds amazing. So I've already heard you warming up very, very quick, and you always know when somebody's good as well because they do it so quickly. So I'm building him up now, but he is fantastic. So you're going to do us two live tracks today, and we're going to hear Cecilia, which is the latest release at the end. So tell us about this song.
I'm going to play None the Wiser. It's the second single from last year. I kind of like sometimes being a bit of a happy idiot, if that, you know, it's maybe a dumb thing to say. Sometimes everything's quite stressful and you just want to go back to the basics. And this song is just kind of trying to make your heart a bit warm and enjoy what you have and, you know, go from there.